Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. We got a second show today. Isn't that exciting? Spoiled you with 10 in one day. Now we got two. You're thinking, well, where's the other eight, dude? Hey, easy now. Easy now. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a five-star rating. Would greatly appreciate that. Also, go to everydaysaturday.com. Name an email. Also, hit me up on Twitter. And let me know what you want to hear. We use user-generated content only from the most awesome podcast listeners in the world. Want to give a shout-out to some of our friends on Twitter, tweets that came in over the weekend. At Mitch Ferraro, thanks, Sam. Your encouragement is awesome. Last day of my journey of the broke is May 22nd. Hashtag going after my dream. That is awesome. Congrats, man. Big shout out to Mitch quitting the J-O-B on May 22nd. Today, by the way, is May 11th. T-minus 11 days till he leaves the job. Zach Blake at Sam Crowley. Hey, well, actually, Zach's is at Easy Blake. Hits me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Sam, I needed a lift today, and your 10 segments jacked me up. Can't tell you how valuable. Thank you so much. And at Jason Hoarder, it's not at Jason, it's actually Jason Hoarder. Fired up. Love the 10 lessons, and you know who goes with the flow? Dead fish. I'll use it two more times, and it's mine. You know what you do with that, right? You plagiarize somebody out there. You use their saying, their words, their teaching, their lesson the first time. You give them credit. So I heard on Sam Crowley's podcast the other day that dead fish go with the flow, not you. And then the second time, it's I heard it somewhere. Third time, it's all yours. Congrats, Jason. Use it all up. Just give me credit the first time. Hannah Barcadle, I got your message on everything will work out just fine. I needed to hear what you said. Thank you. I love your radio show. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Hannah. John Daly, always checking in via Facebook and Twitter. You're right, Sam. Just got done mowing the lawn with the temps in the 80s. Beer in the freezer, 20 minutes or so. I'm a Bud Light guy, man. I have beer in the fridge now. I have never had beer in the fridge, but I cook out now, chicken, steak on the grill. Yeah, I work out, go to the gym every day, but there's nothing wrong with having a beer after you mow the lawn. It almost seems like it should all happen that way, right? Last one from Chile. Chile. We got a listener from Chile who tweets, actually gave me a great review on iTunes, and I wish I had iTunes open. Let me see if I got that open. And guys, I'm reading this to you because I want to let you know that you're not alone on your journey, okay? Actually, Joshua Flores, listening from Chile. I got your tweet. Thank you, Joshua. Love the review you left on iTunes. Thank you so much. Very grateful for that. Joshua says this show gets him through the tough times. Hey, man, tough times don't last. Tough people do, right? Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Talk about multiple streams of income. I believe in them. I live by them. I'm jacked up to talk about them, especially on today's podcast. I don't get involved in multiple streams of income that I really don't know a lot about. I like to know at least a little bit about it, but I don't need to know everything, you know. And I think there's some people that get caught up in really heavy analysis before they take the first step. And I'm not here to judge that because I've done some things. I've gotten involved in some biz ops that I wish I hadn't. I wish it, but you trust people, you know, and you follow your gut. I don't know any other way to be an entrepreneur than to follow your gut. You do the due diligence, but then you rely on people that you really do trust and you hold in high regard. But here's the thing you need to understand. They're not always right either, you know? These people that are giving you advice or telling you to buy this franchise or this biz op or do this or that, even myself, don't take just my advice. My God, can you imagine? Can you imagine if I was the only voice out there, the voice of reason, Sam Crowley, nobody would have a job. Like, there would be no employees in the world, and that's not a good thing. So you need to take advice. I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate it gets you jacked up, but I also want you to seek counsel. You know, I'm here to get you going faster in the direction you want to go. I'm not here to judge you unless, I'll tell you what, I will judge you if you hate what you're doing and you continue doing it. That's insane. I mean, I just don't think that's a good idea. Matter of fact, it's been proven throughout a million years. It's a very bad idea to be miserable. Pain is inevitable, but misery is optional. That's on you. That's a you problem. If you're miserable, that's a you problem. If you're hanging around people that are miserable, that's their problem, but it's even your problem. You're letting that into your mind. I just recorded a show, the one right before this, on the Everyday Saturday podcast, talking about keeping negativity at the perimeter, like the pest control person that comes out, sprays the outside of your house. You don't spray the inside, you spray the outside. Why would you want to keep the pesticides inside? Keep them out, man. I invest in a lot of different things. I described, listen, I'm not going to go over that again, but the show right before this, speaking and creating products and getting involved in biz ops. A couple months ago, I promoted a buddy of mine, Zach Young, who's doing fulfillment by Amazon. I don't have an affiliate link yet, but I'm encouraging them. I'm helping them out, helping them with some advisory stuff, how to launch their sales funnel and get things rocking and rolling. I will have an affiliate link, and I'm gonna promote them again because I just bought, like I said on the previous show, about $7,500 of product, and I didn't do any research on it. I didn't do any sourcing. I didn't speak. I just bought it directly from Zach and his group. They already vetted everybody and everything. The products, the ROI is 35% to 45%. And he's been doing it for 2 years, man. Why do I need to do it? So that's a biz op. Not a biz op. That's a business that I got involved in. I've got involved in other business opportunities just in the past year that didn't work out that well. And I'm sharing all of this with you because I don't want you to be afraid of multiple streams of income. I don't want you to be afraid of making a decision. Make the decision based on a few things. Your gut. How much money do you have to lose? Okay, think about that. That's what I always think about. I don't ever look at business opportunities or any opportunity with what's the upside. I look at what's the worst case scenario? What's the downside? All right, what can I lose? And I learned this when I lost $300,000. I never thought about what I could lose. I always focused on, oh, wow, the infomercial, the franchise, making $100,000 a year. Oh, that no, think of what you can lose, you know, and factor that in there. That's not living in fear. That's just being responsible. What's your passion? Would you jump out of bed at 3 a.m., watch some training videos like I talked about previously on the show before this as well? I've watched over 9 hours of video this weekend just on the next project I'm getting involved in that I'll be talking about very soon. Just want to make sure I have my arms around it. And do you feel confident that after watching all that training or going through that training or doing your own due diligence, your own research, do you think that you can make this thing work? And if all those things are yes, and you feel your internal compass is telling you to move forward, then damn it, move forward. Stop analyzing this stuff till the death of you and your dream. You know, the thing working against you in every one of these equations is time. You know, the reason you have multiple streams of income is to earn more income in different ways, but to also spread your risk to diversify over a number of different platforms. So if business A doesn't work or investment A doesn't work, investment B, C, and D might be. Let's say, God forbid, B, C, and D aren't working right now. Well, maybe A is. The likelihood of all of them going down the tubes at one time is very low. That's why I've said before, that's why I own 40 apartments and I don't own 4. Because if I had 4 apartments and 2 of them were vacant, what would my vacancy rate be? Quick class! It'd be 50%, right? But if I have 4 vacancies and I own 40 units and my vacancy is only 10%, I like 10% vacancy over 50%. Now, also, when you own 40 units, you have 40 potential more headaches, but they're not all like that. Trust me, that whole 80-20 rule, Pareto's law, 90-10, that 20% of the people cause 80% of your problems, that's the same in real estate. 20% of my tenants, actually probably 10% or less of my tenants cause 90% of my problems. I can tell you that. It's been that way for 13 years since I've owned them. So that's why I spread my risk. Whenever I do, why are you always involved in this business? Why can't you just be a speaker? Well, I'm bored. Okay, I get bored easily. That was a chapter in my book. I get bored easily. And I don't want anybody telling me what to do. Like, I don't want to do what most people do. That bores me. I don't want to be like everybody else. That's boring to me. I want to be Sam Crowley. I want to be unique. I want to do my own thing. And you ought to be doing the same thing too. So if you're looking for multiple streams of income, or if you're looking for one source, pick two. And here's another thing. All right, the second source of income you choose does not have to be an equal investment. If the first source is a 10 grand investment, the second source can be $1,000. It doesn't need to be, you know, one can be 70% of your portfolio, the other one can be 25%, and you can have another one that's 5%. What does that sound like? It sounds like a investment vehicle like stocks and bonds and speculative stocks and growth stocks and things like this. I am a high speculator. I roll the dice constantly. I know I've been burnt, and I'm going to continue to get burnt, but I like speculating. I like high growth. I like high risk because my risk tolerance is very high. If your risk tolerance is very low, then diversify and have multiple streams of income, but do them in a more subtle, you know, understanding that your return is going to be much lower. But if you're not, if you don't have that high risk tolerance, nothing wrong with just, you know, buying something for $1,000 on the internet or $5,000 on the internet once you've done your research, understanding that the return is low, but it's safe. It's not going to go under tomorrow. So I'm a huge fan. Today's podcast, huge fan. You dipping your toe in several different buckets of water, understanding that it spreads your risk out, makes your return higher, and I think it helps you sleep better. Yeah, it might be a little more work, but here's the key, though. You understand, right? What was the first point I said? Something you really love to do, okay? If something that you really don't like to do a lot is 80% of your business portfolio, that's a bad deal, man. You're going to hate life. You're going to hate doing your business, and eventually you're going to go out of business because nobody long-term stays in a business that they don't enjoy. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, class? Thanks for the love. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. You got a topic for the show. We'll make sure we talk about it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.